This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began a brand new series from the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. Specifically, we began with chapter 2, talking about wisdom and how God is the giver of wisdom. Wisdom means seeing life from God's point of view. God bless you as you listen today and all this week. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Now, let me interject this. This was written in a male-dominated culture. It's written to men. And it's written from a male point of view, but I want you to understand in our culture, this everything that's said about men applies to women. Everything that's said about women applies to men. Here we go. Verse 11. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil. Have you ever known somebody who rejoices in evil? Sure you have. You probably work with people who rejoice in evil. They delight in it. It's not a question of approving it. They delight in it. Verse 15, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. I want to begin this message by telling you a powerful story that may seem a little strong, may seem a little over the top, but I don't think it is. Recently, I told in a message from the most recent series we had from the Gospel of Mark, I talked about Payne Stewart. Payne Stewart was the golfer who was killed in a freak plane accident along with five other people. They were flying a Learjet. There was a crack in the perhaps the windshield, and there was a catastrophic decompression in the plane, and everybody passed out and died, probably before the plane crashed. But I told about Payne Stewart's conversion. I told how Payne came to Christ. He described his life. He said, I was rude, I was arrogant, and Christ humbled me. And I became a new man because of Christ. And I shared that story about his conversion. But what I want to share with you now is right from the words of his wife, Tracy Stewart, who wrote a book about her husband, and she said this, at the time of the crash, we didn't know it at this time, but two U.S. F-16 fighter jets were sent up to the plane, and they got within 50 feet of the Lear. They were not responding to any radio commands. Despite the close proximity of the F-16, the Lear did not alter its course in any way. Now get this, Tracy says this, for more than 4 hours, and 1,400 miles, the plane my husband was in streaked across America with nobody touching the controls. You say, why are you telling that story to talk about wisdom? For this reason. Listen carefully. If you are a man or woman or young person without the wisdom of God to guide your life and to direct your life, in my opinion, you're like that jet spiraling through the sky. No one's at the controls, ultimately. You think you're at the controls, but you're not. And because you see, it takes the wisdom of God in a man's life. It takes the wisdom of God in a woman's life to guide their decision-making process, to guide their relationships, to guide their job choices, to guide their relationship with their neighbors. Everything in your life, get this, is impacted by the wisdom that God gives you or the wisdom of God that you don't have. Well, all this week on Cross Hope, you're listening to the opening message of a series from Proverbs, the second chapter on wisdom. Our website is crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.